When it comes to pop music, it was a good year for the Black Eyed Peas, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga. They dominated the charts. But our pop music critic, Maura Johnston, is more interested in the pop songs that didn't own the Billboard charts, the overlooked songs of the year. And Maura is in our New York studio. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Let's start with your first pick.
Why Are You the One?
The song is called Why Are You by a singer named Amory.
Well, I'm asking you.
So this is a song that I really, really loved from the first moment that I heard it over the summer. And actually, you know, I was here probably a couple of months ago lobbying for this to be the song of the summer.
I remember.
But it lost out to the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is off of Amory's album In Love and War, which came out last month. And, you know, she's had sort of a rough go of it with the industry. Her record before this, Because I Love It, actually never came out in the States, even though it had some really great singles on it. You know, she's just always put out these really sort of smart, quality R&B songs, and she has a lot of heart in them, and it's just, it's a shame that, you know, it's not more successful than it is.
Okay, Maura, let's move on to something different. What else you got for us?
The next song is by the band Fall Out Boy, and it is their single called America's Sweethearts. So this is a song that's sort of, you know, an anomaly on radio, I think, today, which is the sort of big, huge pop rock song with soaring choruses. And it actually, I think, has a really great counterpart guitar line, which I only discovered, actually, when I was playing a video game that the band had put out earlier this year that was based on the old computer game Oregon Trail. And it has all these sort of different components where instead of being on the Oregon Trail in the 19th century, you're on tour with the band. And when you stop in certain cities, you have to play sort of like a Guitar Hero type game, and you actually learn the sort of counter melody while you're playing. And I don't know, it endeared me to the song. I actually loaned it to a couple of friends, and they were like, oh, these songs are so great.
You can bow and pretend that you don't know your.
You know, this record is just top to bottom. It's one of my favorite pop albums of the decade, and I think this song sort of encapsulates why, with its really just hookiness and smart lyrics and great playing all around.
It seems like, Maura, and I hate to crash your party here because you're calling this one of your favorite albums of the decade, but that these guys are sort of trying to be an alternative indie version of a boy band?
No, I don't think that at all. I don't think that at all. I think they're a really good rock band that's sort of in a weird place for bands that are rock but that have pop sensibilities. I mean, if you look at the rock charts right now, Alice in Chains, you know, who were one of the
Seattle grunge
bands, like, they're still topping the modern rock charts, and a lot of bands operating in that idiom are still controlling the rock charts. And, you know, it's just a weird sort of glitch of the system right now. Like, women sing pop and men do rock, and for any man to sort of bridge that gap on radio right now is a tough haul.
All right. Maybe I'll take a second listen. I want to ask you about another singer you brought for us. Her name is Fifi Dobson, and her song is called I Want You.
I want you when the sun comes up. I want to make you mine. I want to make it count. I want you. I want to take you home. I'm going to make it known. I want to take you on. I want you.
I love this song. This is sort of a classic sort of jangly pop song. It's got all the elements of, you know, 60s, 70s, perfect pop songs. Who is she? Who's Fifi Dobson?
She is a Canadian singer. She had some minor successes earlier in the decade with some sort of Radio Disney teen pop leaning songs. And with this album, she's been releasing it on her own. And I actually heard this song. It was in ads on VH1. But this is the type of song, again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, I think, about Fall Out Boy, is that, like, it's a tough sell for a melodic rock song sung by a woman, too. You know, because radio right now, I think, has been just super conservative in what it plays and what it doesn't. You hear a lot of similar sounds, and this just is an outlier. This would be something that if radio stations did call out research on this song, which, you know, is how they determine what songs sort of make the cut on playlists, people might be confused by what's going on. But I think it's really fun. I mean, the thing I flash back to when I listen to it is American Bandstand. The
yeah,
whole, like, you
totally.
Know, it has a good beat and you can dance
totally.
To it.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like an 83 or something
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. All right, Maura, we're going to save my favorite song for last. This is the song. I can't believe this song wasn't a bigger hit this year. It's called Delirious by the Vistoso Bosses.
The Vistoso Bosses.
Hey, over there, what's your name? Are you for real? Is this a game? You start to smile and I do the same. I look away, but you remain.
So, Maura, who are these singers? Who are the Vistoso Bosses?
So the Vistoso Bosses are two friends from Atlanta. They're 17 years old, and they are just these girls who are really into, like, hypercolor outfits and, you know, getting their nails done and singing really great songs about first crushes and love. And I think that this is their first single. It's on a label called Kali Park, which also has put out records by Soulja Boy. But I think that this song is just so wonderful. It's such, like, a small song about feelings and, you know, sort of like the small things that happen to somebody when they're first getting interested in someone else.
I start to laugh and you do the same. I look at you, you smile again.
And I just think their voices are so endearing. I mean, the first time I heard it, my heart, like, grew. You know?
Yeah.
It's just terrific.
It's such a sweet song.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's pop music critic Maura Johnston. Maura, I hope 2010 is a year when maybe you can finally escape the tyranny of the Black Eyed Peas.
I hope so.